246 on NCI. Kenny Chesney right there featuring Grace Potter, you and Tequila. Got a special guest in studio from the AMC. Natalie Ballantyne is here. Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Good, thanks. I know you are no stranger to NCI. You were talking about you used to come in here many years ago and bring A&W for people.
I did. Rosanna Dearchild in particular.
Yeah, Rosanna, when Rosanna was here. But you work with AMC. You do a lot in the community. And there's a couple events going on. One in Thompson tonight.
Yes, that's very true.
And then one coming up September 27th and 28th. Tell me about what's going on in Thompson this evening.
We are hosting our third of a series of town halls in regards to getting First Nations people out to vote. So this evening we have the four federal candidates that are in the Kewaskum Aski riding that are coming out to speak to interested First Nations citizens. And our Grand Chief, Arlen Dumas, will be in attendance as well.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. So have all the candidates that are running agreed to be there?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. It's mm-hmm. even better. Sometimes they try and duck and dodge.
Nope.
And
they've all confirmed.
Yeah, that's great news. It's going on at the UCN campus. What time tonight?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So the Liberal, PC, NDP, and Green Party candidate will all be there talking about why it's important to vote.
That's correct.
Okay, and not only that, you got the AMC Language Land-Based Gathering going on as part of Truth and Reconciliation Day, September 27th and 28th. Tell me more about that.
So on the 27th, we have a number of tents that are going to be set up. Each of them will have the five different languages that we speak here in our region. Mm-hmm. And then at noon, and this is all taking place at Kildonan Park here in Winnipeg. And at noon, we'll have a feast. And in the afternoon, we have a powwow.
Ooh, nice.
So we're hoping we get a ton of people out for that event to come and learn about languages and celebrate languages because it's part of National Truth and Reconciliation Day.
Yeah.
And then on day two, people can come to Kildonan Park and we're giving free bus rides for the first 200 people. And we're going to take them out to Sagin to the Turtle Lodge. Mm-hmm. And they'll hear traditional teachings from the elders out there, from Dave Christian Sr. in particular.
Wow, that's going to be fun. Free bus ride, 200 people all the way to the Turtle Lodge. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good time. Is there anything that you want to make mention of specifically for tonight in terms of the UCN campus and the town hall?
No, I think it's really important for people to come out and hear from each of the parties so that we can make informed decisions about voting. I think it's really important that we get out and vote in this federal election because, you know, these parties, whoever gets into government has to work with our nations.
Yeah. So okay.
I think it's really important.
Yeah, very important. If you're in Thompson, head down to the UCN campus tonight, 7, right?
Yes.
7 p.m., the candidates' town hall, the Liberal Party, PC Party, NDP and Green Party all having representatives in that riding, and they will all be there in person to answer your questions. So, Natalie Ballantyne from the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs, thanks for stopping by.
You're very welcome.
Is there a website people can check out as far as the land-based language day?
They can. They can check out our Facebook page as well at the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs, mm-hmm. and www.manitobachiefs.com is our website.
There it is. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Okay, me glad.